The National Park Service describes the caves as a fairyland of needle-like icicles, and that's a big deal. On weekends, more than 1,000 people a day might show up. That's more than the peak of the summer season. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says the mainland caves 18 miles west of Bayfield are one of the most unique sites in the 21-island park.
For most people, walking on a frozen Great Lake is just a remarkable experience psychologically, let alone physically. It's pretty solid generally, and depending on the visibility, it could be white as far as you can see. But you know that the lake is under it, and sometimes you can even feel the ice move a little bit.
So it can be unnerving for a few ice walkers, but while getting to the ice caves can be one experience, arriving there is another.
You're looking at these beautiful rock formations, but they're covered by stalactites and stalagmites made of ice. It's just unbelievable. And then if you carefully crawl under some of that, we've never seen any experience where it's fallen while we're there, but it could happen. The ice is completely smooth and generally completely clear underneath it. So it's like there's a glass floor, and you can see the bottom of the lake.
This is the first time the ice caves have been accessible over the ice since 2009. Krummenacher does say they monitor ice conditions closely. He hopes the caves will be open for 6 weeks, but he says wind and weather could change that as soon as tomorrow. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.